Arrgh! The latest trend in pandemic distraction may be shiver me timbers! Sea shanties.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy a T.
Landlubbers on TikTok and other social media are now appreciating the 200-year-old art form.
Sea shanties are a particular kind of song that accompanies work.
That's Mary Malloy. For 25 years, she taught a program out of Woods Hole, Massachusetts, called the Sea Education Association Semester. She says sea shanties are influenced by the rhythms of African work songs with lyrics that are Anglo-Irish. Mary Malloy is also a folk singer. How could she not be with so fine a name? And yes, she sings sea songs. Here be Mary.
Oh, when I was a little boy, or so my mommy told me, away, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. There's a singer who is the shanty man, the leader, who sings a line, and then everybody together joins on that second one. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And on certain words, you would actually haul on the line.
Which brings us now to the social media phenomenon known as shanty talk. It took off after Nathan Evans posted his covers of sea songs. People started to add to his version of Wellerman using the TikTok duet feature. Then other scallywags began posting their own sea shanties.
Oh, you hear a lot of stories about sailors and their sport. About how every sailor has a girl in every port.
Sailor, what shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Now, Wellerman is by far the most popular shanty talk, but it's technically not a sea shanty. Blow me down, it be a ballad.
The songs that are now appearing on TikTok, a lot of them are actually songs that were sung on shipboard, but they weren't sung for work. So technically, they're not shanties.
But TikTokers don't care for technicalities.
Soon may the weatherman come.
I still can't see what other people are seeing in the video. Like, it's just another car ride.
That's Franklin Uzuwulu of Houston, Texas, talking about his viral TikTok that shows spread of shanty love from him to his older brother, Promise.
I liked what I listened to, and I really bumped to it.
One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
It just feels like such an uncool, weird thing for everyone to really get into right now.
That's Catherine Von Arendonk, a pop culture critic for Vulture and New York Magazine, breaking down the why of this latest trend and that video by the Uzuwulu brothers.
It puts that uncoolness on display and then watches someone come around to it anyhow. By the end, it feels okay for us to bop along to it because he is bopping along to it.
Sea shanties can provide a sense of togetherness. Think about it. Songs written to be sung together in a time and place that can feel isolating and tedious. Mary Malloy thinks there's another reason why we love sea shanties right now.
The sea has traditionally, for centuries, been thought of as a place to escape from whatever your reality is. And that I think in isolation, the idea of the sort of boundless sea and a place to be on a ship, it's a great sort of escapism.
Shanty talk is also evolving as it grows.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Hunter Evanson is turning pop songs into sea shanties. That's his version of Old Star by Smash Mouth. Someone else, Sam Pope, is doing the same. Hi, me hearties, name this tune.
And row, boys, row. Another one bites the dust.